I was a minimum wage movie theater usher that made good and became a top earner in my network marketing company. Now, after 16 plus years in the profession, I'm finally teaching myself how to leverage the internet with online marketing and social media marketing to continue to grow and expand my business. My name is Ronnie Cruz, and this is Path of the Network Marketer.
All right, welcome back to the show. Thanks for tuning in. Today, we're going to talk about the definition of insanity. That's right, the definition of insanity. This definition of insanity, right? Doing a thing repeatedly over and over again, expecting different results. It gets used a lot. It gets talked a lot in many circles, from business to personal development, success coaching. You know, like it's just, we hear it a lot. I mean, at least I've heard a lot in the many circles that and communities that I participate in and engage in. And so I really wanted to dive into this today, especially in the context of strategy, because it's something that, it's been on the top of my mind a lot recently, where people are always looking for more strategy, because strategy immediately leads to results. So if you're not getting the results that you want in your life or in your business, then it must be the strategy, right? That's the thinking. It would make no sense to continue doing the same strategy over and over again, expect different results, if you're stagnant in that particular aspect of life or business. It must be the strategy. So we have to stop making ourselves insane by doing the same things and expecting different results. I think that's not necessarily a complete picture. As I've talked about in past episodes, strategy isn't the only answer, right? It isn't the only piece to the success equation when it comes to creating the outcomes that you want. Yes, it's important. I'm not invalidating or diminish the importance of strategy, because strategy, again, leads directly to results and outcomes. However, the other things that underpin that are your skill sets and capabilities, and what underpins that is your belief systems. So if you are hitting your head against the wall and things aren't working for you right now in whatever aspect of life and business that you might be trying to change, really, really think critically about it, right? Because if you turn immediately to strategy, then you can fall into the never-ending cycle of bouncing from one strategy to another strategy to another strategy, hoping that the strategy is what's going to deliver the outcome that you want, the desired outcome. What I realized, and again, I talked about this in that past episode, I realized that if I'm stagnant, if I feel like I'm not making any progress, beyond just looking at the strategy, beyond looking at just what I'm doing, let me look at what successful people in my field are doing, right? Let me look at the success stories in my industry or in my profession using the same strategies that I'm using, and let me see their results. And if they're getting results with those strategies and I'm not, maybe it's not the strategy that's the issue, right? Maybe it's not the strategy that's the issue. And the deeper point in this, the more important point is then, well, we have to stop blaming the strategy and really let go of pointing that finger at the strategy as the cause of the stagnation, right? This is really, really important. This is really important because in always looking to strategy, we disassociate ourselves from responsibility of the outcomes and results in our businesses and in our lives, right? Because, I'm not getting where I want to go, getting to where I want to go because of the specific strategy that I'm employing right now. Let me just go find another strategy. And then it becomes, it's the strategy's fault that I didn't get results, or it's the company's fault, or it's the comp plan's fault, or it's where I live's fault. The demographics of the people in my community, they're not interested in what I have to sell. It's this and that. And then it becomes all this blame game You're pointing fingers at all the reasons why your business and your life isn't working. And really, again, it's so much more than that. There's so much more than that. I'm not saying strategy isn't important. I'm saying there's a much bigger picture. And so when you look at, when you're examining the things that you have to change, the first step is, okay, so what changes do I have to make within myself in order to make this strategy more effective? That's the secret. That's what it boils down to when it comes to the saying, repeating a thing over and over again and expecting different results. If you're repeatedly blaming those external factors like strategy or anything else really, and pointing to those things as being responsible for your lack of results, you're insane. All right, so that's a little harsh, not really, but you know what I mean. You got to turn that inward, and you got to do some introspection. You got to reflect on yourselves, on yourself, and the things that you have to work on, in order to really, justifiably say that, okay, yeah, I tried my best, and you know, I tried to improve myself, and this strategy still didn't work. Then you can move on to the next strategy and try something else. But if you haven't addressed those things within yourself first, then it's really not fair to blame all the other things that are happening externally, whether it's strategy, whether it's, you know, environment, whether it's circumstance, because like I said before, wherever you move to, you're taking your baggage with you, right? So it doesn't matter the strategy, it doesn't matter the demographic, there's circumstance. You got to address the thing in yourself first. Otherwise, you're going to repeat the pattern. And again, that's the definition of insanity. So when you're making changes to things, when you're flipping things up, and I say this like I was reflecting on, you know, I'm always kind of evolving, I'm always kind of, you know, adapting and tweaking my process, tweaking my show, tweaking everything, right? Tweaking my marketing and adjusting, and that's 100% strategy. But I'm also at the same time always working and making sure that it's not an insecurity thing, or it's not a self-worth thing, or it's a lack of confidence thing. I'm making sure that I look to me first and see, okay, well, is this not working, or is something within me not working? That's the most important conversation you have when it comes to making changes. Because again, if you don't, you're going to fall into a never-ending cycle of bouncing from one strategy to another strategy to another strategy, and none of it is ever going to be effective because you didn't address the thing inside you that you needed to address, right? So, definition of insanity: repeatedly doing a thing and expecting different results. The first place you got to start is you. That's the message for today. More from me tomorrow. So until then, be well, be safe. We'll see you in the next episode.